When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
I've had a number of folks contact me recently asking about resources for their mental health, ways to improve their mental health during this chaotic time. And I just wanted to share those with you real quick. If you live with bipolar disorder, or if you're a loved one of someone who has bipolar disorder, or you simply want to know more, I suggest you go to my website, which is thebipolarbattle.com. There's about 175 articles ranging from lifestyle suggestions or, you know, healthy lifestyle suggestions, coping strategies, treatment options, therapy, medication, you name it. I've pretty much written it, or I've had somebody write a guest post for me and I posted it on my website. The other thing that you can do on my website at the top, there's a section or there's a place where you can click on resources. And on that tab, you'll find all sorts of resources regarding mental health, mental illness, suicide, There's a whole section of them, and I don't actually have the time to go through each of them, but you can go there for those types of resources. I also have a book that I recently wrote. It's called This War Within My Mind, and you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, basically anywhere that sells books, you can get it. And I'm bringing that up not just for bipolar disorder, but I've had a number of people tell me that the information I provided is very helpful for somebody who doesn't have a mental illness as well. And I found that pretty interesting. I thought that would be cool to share with you guys. And lastly, I created a online teaching tool. It's the online bipolar battle learning community, and it's through Thinkific. It's Thinkific. That's the platform I have it under, and you can access it from my website, actually my new website, and that's just my first and last name. It's J-O-H-N, then P as in Paul, O-E-H-L-E-R. And actually, that might be a great place to go, that website, if you want to access any of these resources, because I have them all hooked up, like shown at the very first page there when you go to the website. So I'm hoping some of these things will be helpful. I think that in such a time that we are living in now, it's important to find things that work for you and that can help calm you down, kind of keep you on track and not feel so overwhelmed. I know myself, I have a lot of anxiety around losing control. And it's interesting because I merely focus or refocus on managing my bipolar disorder. And you might think, oh, it's so chaotic, it's out of control. But the more I can do to prevent an episode, a bipolar mood episode, the better I feel as well. Lastly, I'm in the middle of creating a bunch of informational packets, I guess you would call them, or printables, that you'll be able to get for free. Some of them you'll have to pay for. So hopefully that will help you guys too. And I'd like to say, if you have a question about bipolar disorder, about mental health, really about anything, just send it my way. Send the question my way, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it, or at least talk to you if you don't feel comfortable with me discussing it on my podcast. Okay, take care. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.